The Pat Kenny Show
with Mata Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
A lot of suggestions about how to solve Ireland's chronic housing crisis. A lot of plans, a lot of solutions. For the director of Douglas Wallace Architectural Practice and presenter of the Great House Revival on RTE, some of the ready solutions are there at our fingertips already. Hugh Wallace is with us this morning. Hugh, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You believe that there is, if not an easy solution to the whole thing, there is an easier solution to elements of it.
Correct. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, everybody lives in a town or a village or in cities, and you walk around and there's so much property derelict, particularly on the upper floors. And we need to grab these existing buildings and transform them back into homes, because this is about sustainability. And we talk glibly, in my opinion, about sustainability. But sustainability is about the 15-minute city or town, so that everything you have to do in a day is 15 minutes away from you. And there's just so many opportunities. I'm filming at the moment and I'm travelling around the country all over the place. And it's so sad to see so many places derelict, unloved, so many villages.
And particularly, we have this thing that I don't know if it's unique to Ireland, but houses where the windows are boarded up and then they paint windows onto them, yeah, and doors onto the plywood where, yeah, the door should be, to make it look vaguely like a house when it is a house that could be refurbished.
Correct, correct. And particularly in our cities, there is just so much dereliction. You know, you walk down our streets. If you walk down in Cork and you look up, Grafton Street. There's not a person living on Grafton Street. If that was any other city, that would be the hot place to stay.
And why does the market ignore those vacant properties? I assume if you're a builder, what you want is a greenfield site where you can do repetitive construction of similar homes, where you've got all that comes with the economics of doing multiple properties. You don't get that if you're doing a single refurb.
No, it's much more complicated and there is cost involved. And that's why the Living City Initiative is a great, just a fabulous piece of financial assistance. Basically, if you're an owner-occupier and you're doing up a house, you get 100% relief on the money you spend with no cap. And in the budget, there's hopefully changes. At the moment, that's over 10 years. That'll be brought down to 7 years. That will have a big impact on people's being able to fund the restoration.
So when you say 100% relief with no cap, that means effectively you pay for it out of gross income. You get it for half price if,
correct,
you're in the top tax
band. Correct.
What properties qualify for that?
In each of the cities, there's a zone. It's all in the city centres. So in Cork, it's a very large area, north and south of the Lee. In Dublin, there's huge swathes of land. And in Kilkenny, Waterford, Galway and Limerick. And, you know, this is really an opportunity to give up the car.
Does it come with any strings attached? Because if you, let's say you want to restore a Georgian or an older building and you seek tax relief because it is a listed structure, you're required then to do things like keep it open for a certain period of time to the public. Is there any of that?
No. There's none of that. There is that conundrum between conservation, the fire officer and your needs. And it was very interesting because I attended a meeting at which all of the representatives of the various cities involved in this initiative were there. And they were just so positive. And they all want the best for their cities. But there is a conundrum around particularly fire regulations. And I think that's something that needs to be addressed. Unfortunately, the fire regulations are set out at the moment for new builds. And you're trying to shoehorn the requirements for a new build into an old building. So if you have a four-storey building, you will require, if it's a single property, to have a staircase out the back. And then you have a conservation officer going, no, you can't do that. So there's work needs to be done around that to get some sense into it.
I assume even at half price with the tax relief, it's still going to be extremely expensive. Because when you look at those properties, to try to bring them up to the level of an insulation that you get out of a modern cavity wall, that's going to cost you a small fortune. They're going to need to be replastered. All the timber work is going to have to be done. That adds up.
It does, yeah, but the grants are there. And everyone thinks these are big houses. They aren't big houses. A lot of these houses are two-storey terraced houses. You can also apply for the SEA grant. So by getting this grant does not stop you from getting the grant in relation to insulating your home. So I think people need to look at this seriously. There is additional cost, but it is genuinely offset with these grants that are available.
And is the aim that people would refurb these houses and move in themselves, or that they'd be made available as rental properties, or both?
They can be either. Funny enough, if it's for a rental property, there's a cap on the amount of grant available, or sorry, tax write-off available at 200,000. But for an owner-occupier, there is none.
So even if you decided, if it is a four-storey Georgian building in the centre of Dublin that could be worth at the end of it £1 million, if you spend £2 million refurbing it, you get all that at effectively half price.
Correct. But you also have a two-storey house which costs you £100,000, and you get, again, the tax allowance on the 100,000.
The difficulty, of course, will be finding the people to do that. Because when you look at what the home builders are posting in terms of profits at the minute, they are out the door when it comes to turnover. They're out the door in terms of profitability. How are you going to find plasterers, plumbers, bricky sparks to do all this work?
I believe that there'll be a change in next year. So there's going to be this flattening taking place. Inflation is now flat in terms of construction. I think it'll come back. I think materials will start to come back online. In terms of the whole issue is, you went from 0 to 100, you know, at a flick of a switch. And if you like, manufacturing is only catching up. So I do believe there will be cost reductions going forward.
But is that in materials? That doesn't address availability of labour, though.
Well, I think there'll also be a slowdown in construction as well of big houses big projects, because there's definitely some mismatch between the cost of building and the cost you can sell a house, which doesn't make sense at the moment. And that's something that needs to be addressed.
Do you expect to see a slowdown in the commercial market as well? Because we've seen some interesting decisions with some of the tech companies where you would have bet on growth, either indicating that they are contracting or indicating that they're departing.
Well, I don't think they're departing. I think that...
Well, we've seen Patreon leave only this week.
I accept that, but I do think that people look at Ireland as very, you know, we're young, vibrant, and we're well-educated. And if you like, if you take it, there's 150,000 more people employed in Ireland today than there was in 2019. What I'd like to know is where they are, because I can't find any of them. So there's a whole settling required. I think everybody was taken by surprise at the rapid, growth when COVID ended. And it was worldwide. Everybody got caught. You know, ships were in the wrong place. Containers were in the wrong place. The list goes on and on. And if you like, that's only starting to resolve itself now.
You mentioned that for this scheme, for the, what's the proper title for it?
Yeah, it's the Living City Initiative.
The Living City Initiative. It is within certain zones in certain city centres. Should it be extended beyond that? Because people will point to villages all the way around the country. People will point to single dwellings out in the rural roads that could well benefit from being converted from being vacant.
Well, there's actually another great scheme, which is to deal with derelict buildings. And if you look online, there's hundreds of small towns and villages also have a little line around them where you can avail of grants between 30 and 50,000, and you can still go after your energy grants as well.
Would you warn people thinking about doing it? Because anytime you watch a programme like a Grand Designs or like your own, there comes a point when the person who takes it on looks absolutely crushed and defeated, and you get the sense they wish they'd just gone and bought a new house.
No, I don't believe that at all. I think particularly for younger couples, there's a genuine opportunity if you're willing to roll up your sleeves and do the donkey work in terms of stripping out, taking stuff away, because that's all labour, and labour costs money. And if you're willing to do that, you can genuinely make savings in the result at the end. And, you know, I was particularly taken by the house in Cork, where Roy actually spent 180,000 and ended up with the most amazing building. And he wasn't a builder. So I do think if you're willing to be sensible, to not expect the perfection of a finish, but to have a great livable home, these houses and buildings are there.
And of course, some of them are in amazing locations. I mean, there's vacant properties on the edge of the Lee just north of Kent Station where you'd say they could be absolutely beautiful if they were redone. The total quantum that you believe is available under this scheme, how many properties do you think could be taken up if everybody started to use the scheme within the city centres?
There's about 80,000 properties in our cities.
In total, lying vacant that could be done up
vacant,
right away.
Vacant, derelict, in some state of disrepair. And this is a great scheme. It really is genuinely a great scheme. So, like in Cork, you know, there's that Douglas Street. You know Douglas Street? My God, I'd love to live there. You know, you're what, 5 minutes walk, if? She looked down the street and you can see the Lee.
Tech saying, Hugh, I'm years campaigning for the 15-minute town in Ballina, County Mayo, from easy things from cycle lanes to urban walkways. Local authority doesn't have the appetite, knowledge or expertise to implement, suggests the texter. So far, nothing is done. Well, we'll see if this initiative, if, as you say, Hugh, if the prices begin to roll back in the coming years, we'll see if it gets the uptake that you're hoping for. Hugh Wallace, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.